relating only to the development and sale of those 25,000 tours. I estimate that these 7 tour operators alone paid out over $16 million, including sales tax, to the suppliers of the services involved in their Alaska tours for 1973. I submit that that pays a lot of salaries and a lot of Alaska taxes. This business does not come accidentally. It comes by a lot of hard work and dedication on the part of the tour operators and their own money laid on the line to develop this revenue. The tour operators are supplying the product, and because of the competitive factors involved, our advertising dollars must be spent primarily in selling our own specific products. If we are to continue and increase the development of this revenue from the sale of package tours, we very much need the support of the state in generating the basic interest on the part of the traveling public in Alaska as a travel destination through your institutional advertising and publicity efforts. You can go back through the records and see very easily that extraordinary increased news copy, be it good news or bad news, relates directly to increased tourist travel. We had monumental increases in tourist travel to this state immediately following the news on the earthquake, statehood, the Fairbanks flood, and the North Slope oil discoveries. God knows we don't want any more disasters, and we can't have statehood or pipeline controversies every year. The only alternate for keeping Alaska in front of the public is paid advertising and grinding out publicity to the news media on our wealth of attractions. If you relate the dollar return to the state from those people traveling on package tours alone to the dollars spent by the state on travel advertising, I respectfully submit that you're getting a real bargain. I mentioned one component of a package tour being transportation. I've also been asked to speak to the subject of cruise ship operations, which I'm very pleased to do because I believe there are some large-scale misconceptions as to the importance of this mode of transportation to the development of tourism and the related economic factors. Many people think of cruise ships, or the tour boats as they're called in the southeastern port cities, as being relatively unimportant from a commercial standpoint because they're believed to be carrying round-trip cruise passengers from Vancouver or California ports to Skagway and return, with only brief stops at southeastern Alaska port cities, allowing time for a sightseeing tour and a bit of shopping. This used to be the case to a great extent, but certainly hasn't been for the past several years. Tour operators wanting to include cruise ship transportation, tour from Alaska as a part of their package tour.